Today's daf is Sanhedrin, daf Kuf Yud Bey, second to last daf here in Masechah Sanhedrin. Today's shiur is sponsored in memory. Today's the yard site of Dr. Milton Cook, Moshe Ben Yosef, whose vision of Torah education has been fulfilled through his sons, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, by Dr. Arthur and Linda Cook. We thank the Cook family for their sponsorship. Okay, we are on Kuf Yud Aleph Amud Beis. We'll pick up the last few lines of the Mishnah, the last Mishnah here in Maseches Sanhedrin about Ir Hanidachas. Why is this here? Because this is Parachelik. Kol Yisrael Yeshlam Chelik Olam Haba, except for a number of individuals, as we had the seven listed in the first Mishnah, the four and the three, and then the last couple of Dafim discussed the other groups of people that might have lost their Olam Haba, Dor HaFlaga and Anshei Sedom, and the Dor HaMabul, and other related groups, the Meraglim, Hadas Korach, and now we have Ir Hanidachas. Ir Hanidachas, said the Mishnah, does not have a chelik, they do not have a chelik to Olam Haba either. We learned the Mishnah earlier on Daf Ayin Aleph that maybe there was no such thing, never took place, Anshei Ir Hanidachas. Again, but this is the first one. All the other ones were events in the Torah that took place. Right, the events, the Meraglim and Stom and Mabel and Aflaga. And we even had in the last Mishnah, the Ten Shvatim. Asidin Lachzar, Eina Asidin Lachzar. This is the first time we have a category of people, not about a specific event, but just a group of people. So, says the Mishnah, yesterday's Daf, Ein Lahem Chelech Olam Haba, based on the Pasuk there in Dvarim Perek Yud Gimel. And then we had a number of the details that we are in the middle of. They're only killed if the ones that seduced them to do Avodah Zarah are from that city and from that Shevet, and it's only the majority. And a couple of the exceptions, women and children would not be included as Madichim. And let us pick up a couple of lines up from the where they get wide, a couple of lines up. Kalil Hashem Elokecha. Last couple of skinny lines. Kalil Hashem Elokecha, says the Torah that the city has to be burned. Kalil Hashem Elokecha. What is Kalil? That brings us, we think about the halacha of a carbon ola. Sounds like Kalil. That's the word used in the Torah. Total. Amar Reb Shimon, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Im Atem Osim Din Be'ir Anidachas, Ma'ale Ani Aleichem Ki'ilu Atem Ma'alin Ola Kalil Lefanai. If you fulfill the mitzvah of Ir Hanidachas, so it's as if you brought an ola. Let's bring a carbon ola. What's the message of bringing a carbon ola? Says the Ein Yaakov, right here, the Ion Yaakov, Kima ola kalil ve'ein hana'a l'shum adam, kein bi'ir hanidachas ha'charim kol rechusha, where there's no hana, there's no human benefit. The only carbon that there's no benefit by human beings, right? We had that a couple, discussed that a little bit a couple of weeks ago. Uma ola ma avir ruach hatuma min haaretz kiddi isa barakinati huva b'yalkad ruveni parshasav. Quotes a Kabbalistic source, just like ola is ma avir the ruach tuma from the aretz, is not connected to a specific avera, as we know. There are some that ola comes for hiruri avera, for maybe bitul aseis, but really ola is what's called in the Gemara a doron. The Gemara in the beginning of Maseches Svachim calls it a doron. So just like it's a doron, and it's just ma'aver ruach tuma. So kain im avdu rishaim be'ir anidachas min ha'olam nistali charanaf min ha'olam. So too, the purpose of ir anidachas is to uvi'arta harami kirbecha. There are a group of people that are together violating and causing a chil Hashem barabim, and they're happy about it, that it's known, it's in a whole city. Right, and there again, there are so many details about Ir Hanidachas, which points to the direction, as we saw earlier, that it probably never happened. But the idea, we could talk about the conceptual analysis of Ir Hanidachas, if it would be the case, it would be Kalil, it would be something that would remind us and serve the same purpose as a Karban Ola. Good. V'haisa Tel Olam, and it shall remain a mound forever. Tel Olam. Lo se aseh garnos upardesim de Rabbi Yosef Glili. It cannot be made into anything. You cannot make it into gardens or orchard, right? It's not anything to be grown there. Rabbi Akiva Omer, lo tivna ola kamosha haisa. No, it just means you cannot build it to what it used to be. Eino nivnes. Avonasis hi garnos upardesim. You're allowed to plant some things there, but not to make it populated and into a city again. Not allowed to live there. Good. Velo, right, there are only certain places in the world that a Jew is not allowed to live. Right, the Rambam writes in Hilchas Malachim that a Jew is allowed to live anywhere in the world except for Mitzrayim. Right? Can't learn, and that's where he talks about all the Nosek Kalim discuss. How is it that so many Jews lived in Mitzrayim, and over the centuries there were major Jewish communities in Mitzrayim, in Alexandria, in Cairo? The Rambam himself lived in Mitzrayim, and the Radvaz himself writes, how do I live here in Mitzrayim? But, that is, outside of Chutz Laaretz. What about in Eretz Yisrael? Any place that, so one place, Ari Hanidachas. Those places that there will be spots, and of course we know Yericho. Yericho is not allowed to be rebuilt, right? The suppost, the Befarshim explained on Navi that maybe a Jew could live there, they just can't, it can't be rebuilt. What if it's, once it's rebuilt by the Umos HaOlam, then it would be okay. Chiel, as we remember the story in, Navi, you know, he did not listen to the curse of Yoshua ben Nun, so he rebuilt the Yericho, and he lost all his seven sons during the rebuilding, and he did not open his eyes to the fact that the curse was being fulfilled in front of his eyes, and he kept doing what he wanted to do. But outside, we have Mitzrayim, and inside we have Ari Hanidachas. So, Machlokas, the Rabbi Kiva, and Rabbi Yosef Lili, whether you could do anything to the area. V'lo yidbak biyadcha me'uma min hacherem. You should cannot have any hanah. She calls Bacha Rasham ba'olam, charon af ba'olam. Of the Rasham min ha'olam, nistalik charon af min ha'olam. And that's why we don't touch it, because it has to do with Hashem's charon af. Period. Tanu Rabbanan. Says the Gemara, Yatsu Hain. It says that Yatsu Hain, these Anashim, B'nei Bilya'al, these evil people went out, and they seduced the rest of the city to do Avodah Zarah, V'lo Shluchim. But not their shlichim. If the people who wanted to be the madichim didn't do it themselves, but they sent other people in their stead, then there is no irani dachas. Even if the whole city is convinced, no, special din hein velo shluchin. We'll come back to that. Let's just finish the brisa. Anashim and anashim pachas vibes. You need at least two people. Davar acher, anashim velo nashim. Anashim velo ktanim. Has to be men. Not women or children. B'nei Belial, banim sheparku ol shamayim mitzavarehem. Right, Belial for the word Belial. Where without a yoke, they were removed the yoke of shamayim from their necks. Right, we could do whatever we want. They are not limited. Right, they thought that would be what brings them freedom. Even though we know ein lecha b'chorin ela mishi yasok b'torah. But, and the greatest freedom is having the ol of Torah. But they didn't feel that way. Mikir Becha, Valomen Asvar, Mikir Becha, we know not from the border communities, right? If there's a border community which should be near Nidachas, Rashi quotes, Bein Machoz Ovde Kochavim Machoz Yisrael, it does not become near Nidachas, right? Because it's Dafka Mikir Becha. Yoshve Iram, Valo Yoshve Iracheres, it has to be people that live in that city and not people from a different city. The Madichim have to be from within, Lamar, which again, all of these have messages, right? If this is the city that not only was convinced, but they were the ones that produced the convincers, certain level of rishus, Lamar, Shetzrichan Eidim, Vahasra, Lekolechad, Ve'echad. Right? Each and every person, even though you have to go by the majority, each person requires Hasra, and we'll have to figure out exactly in the Gemara how exactly that works. How does every person of the city, the majority, get Eidim and Hasra? Good. The question that the Rishonim already asked, the Yad Rabbah and others on the first line, Hein velo shluchim. I don't understand. If the Madichim make shlichim, and then those shlichim, aren't they the Madichim? Okay, we hold the principle of Ein shlich dvar avera, and therefore the Mishalchim aren't going to be held responsible. What about the shlichim themselves? If the shlichim themselves are being Madichim, so those aren't shlichim. They're acting for themselves. What do you mean, Hein velo shlichim? Unless you say the Yad Rama says maybe the shlichim are people who wouldn't be obligated otherwise. Maybe they're ktanim and nashim, or people michutz. So in that case, they themselves cannot be chayiv per se for the being madichin. So maybe that's where the Gemara is saying. And they can't, and even though sometimes we say, ein shliach l'dvar avera, but if the person that is the shliach is excluded, maybe we would bump it back to ein shliach l'dvar avera to say that the mishalech is chayiv, not in this case. Because we're talking about a case where some of them are people that would not be chayiv for it to be the madichin themselves. The Meiri has a line where a day that says it's a gzeres hakasif. Gzeres hakasif. What does that mean? Even if the shlichim are anashim from that city, but it wasn't their idea. They weren't the first pure instigators. They're considered shlichim. They were told to do it. That's a patur. Hein velo shlichim. It has to be the instigators, the ones that came up with the idea themselves. Again, this is one of the few halachos that we have in Shas that a shliach is excluded. We usually know the principle of yesh, of shlichus. Right, the source from the beginning of the second paragraph of Maseches Kedushin, and we know shlichus applies in Kala Torah Kula. But once in a while, we have a bachlokes or a halacha that excludes a shliach. Right, hafaras nedarim. Right, by a husband. Could it be done by a shliach? There are a couple of discussions in Shas where the Gemara discusses whether a shliach would work or not. And in those contexts, those highlight the principle of, well, how do we look at shliach as a general? The closer, the tighter you say is the connection between a shliach and a mishalach, it makes it harder for those few areas where a shliach is excluded. Right, Rabbi Yosef Engel, in the beginning of the Lech HaTov, lays out the different ways of understanding shlichus on the first page in the Lech HaTov. In Yoni Shlichus is Klal Aleph in the Lech HaTov. So there, in the first page, he discusses this tapakti hatakai malon shlucho shel adam kamoso mahu akavana bazeh. We know that principle. A shlucho shel adam kimoso. How much do we focus on the kid? Right? Is it really or not? Right? As we know, other exceptions. Right? We know obviously mitzvah shebagufo. Tosas Rid discusses in Maseches Kiddushin, and the Ksos made that Tosas Rid famous. Mitzvah Shebegufo, I can't have somebody put on tefillin for me. I can't have somebody to shake a lulav for me. So there are exceptions to shlichus in that area too. So how do you view shlichus? So says the Lech HaTov, Im HaKavanah SheGufo Shel Shliach Nechshav KeGuf HaMishalayach, Mamish, he is me in the flesh. Right, and then you would go to the extreme. Right, even mitzvah shebagufo, which nobody says, but maybe conceptually that's an idea. Oh, hashliach laadam acher nechshav. No, the shliach is someone else. Rak shahamaisa asheru oseh bishlichuso al kalpanim misyacheses lemishaleach v'nechshav shahamishaleach asa hamaisa hahu. He's not me, but the action that he did is as if I did the action. That's one step down. Number two, or even less than that, he did the action. But I get credit for the action. I get the effect of the action. Oh, Dilma, gama maisa inenem misyacheses lemishaleach. Rak l'shliach. V'nechshav sheshliach asa maisa v'o mishaleach. Rak shahatorah gazra sha'af sha'adam acher asa hamaisa lohu. Al kol zeh kiven sheshalchu lakach mo'elas hamaisa shalacher avuro ki'ilu asahu. I get the credit. When a father makes a mo'al l'shliach to be able to do the milah. So it's the father's mitzvah. It's the father's mitzvah. So is it as if mamish the father's doing it? No, for sure not. How do we know for sure not? The mo'al makes the bracha. Right? The mo'al says alamila. So if it's mamish as if it's the other person doing it, so then of course, right, he would make the bracha. So that's for sure not. What about the second level? Is it as if halachically the father is doing the maisa at least? Right? And then, there'll be nafkaminas. What if somebody steals the mitzvah from the mo'al? He has to pay Asar Zehuvim, right? He pushes them all and does the Mila himself. I think I mentioned, I saw recently the story that at Reb Chaim Soloveitchik made a bris for his son Reb Moshe in the Yeshiva of Elashin. And Reb Chaim was about to do the bris, and right before he was about to do the bris, the Nitziv who was there saw that Reb Chaim was a little shaky or it wasn't going to happen. So the Nitziv quickly went and said, I'm doing this, push him to the side and did the mitzvah. I saw that in one of the books of the family. So, that wasn't stealing, that was for his own, right, for the L'shem Shemayim. But what if somebody steals a mitzvah? We know the Gemara says in Chulin, you have to pay Asar Zehuvim. So, would you pay it to the father? Right, is it Ki'ilu, the father did the Maisa? Not Mamish, but does he get credit for doing the Maisa? Or would you pay the Moel? It's the father's mitzvah. Or neither of those. The Moel is doing the Maisa, HaMitzvah. But the father gets credit. Right, it's his mitzvah. He has fulfilled the mitzvah, not through his maisa, but through his taking care of it. Again, that is a question that was asked by many, in many different contexts, about the maisa. And the Lech HaTov, as anyone who discusses shlichus, starts off quoting the Gemara at the beginning of the second paragraph of Kiddushin. Maybe it's even a machlokas amoraim. Right, where the Gemara there discusses whether a shliach could be an aid. The shliach forget, the shliach l'kiddushin, could the shliach himself be an aid? So the Gemara there quotes very graphic language from Rav and Reb Shimon. Rav says, shliach nase aid, why? Alume kama alimna lamilsna. It's the greatest thing in the world. The shliach is the aid. Right, Reb Shimon says no. Ein shliach nasa aid. Kiva to amamar shlucho shel adam kamoso havilei kigufei. Because we believe in shlichus, it's him. And if it's him, he's a baldavar. and therefore he can't be an aid. So that is, those two opinions might itself point in this direction, as the Alech HaTov explains. First, right, one of those two. V'yalkein, kivan shu atzmo adam acheru, shaper yochol lahoed ala maisa, v'yadar rabba alumika malimno lemilsei, v'yduso tova yoser, kivan shemeid ala masha asa ba'atzmo, d'adam yodeh v'zocher, yoser v'veir masha asa ba'atzmo, masha roh ala adam acher oseh. Okay, again, there are many other examples of this. He quotes many sources. What about She'ela Babaylim? Right, we know Baal of Emo by She'ela. Certain times where you need a presence there. Could a Shliach be the presence for Baal of Emo? The Gemara B'Metzia on Daf Sadivav. Again, this is one of the major sugyas in Shas and the major questions in Shlichus. So when we have, again, getting back to our Gemara, exceptions to the rule, you have to ask, wow, is that a chiddush in shlichus? Is that a chiddush in the context of the, that is discussed? So is it an irni dachas chiddush, or is it a shlichus chiddush? But either way, we know something is excluded. Whether that's for technical reasons, like the Yad Ramah says, we're talking about women, we're talking about people from other cities, or maybe others say, maybe it's shogeg, maybe, it's hard to imagine, but maybe it's shogeg, that the shlichim are shogeg, and that's why it wouldn't work. Okay, either way. Says the Gemara now, next, itmar. Machlokas Amoraim, Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Cholkin ir achas lishnei shvatim. One could split a city into two shvatim. What exactly are we talking about? Rashi, middle of the left side. Cholkin ir achas. Betchila, kishachalko Yisrael asaretz. When Bnei Yisrael split, one in the past. When Bnei Yisrael originally went into Eretz Yisrael, hayirashon litain velachlok ir echad, lebei shvatim. You could split a city into two shvatim. Kigon, im ira lahem ir betchum, umiksas moshechas letchum achar shevet echad. Right? We got the borders from the Urim Tumim. But if there's a city that's in between on the border, noto chelik boso ksas haaretz al piagorol, nechlika haaretz, im naftali oletchum ginosar, ginosar oleimo. As we know, the Gemara says about Basra, as we learned, you can split a city into two shvatim. That's Rabbi Yochanan. Rish Lakish Amar, Ein Cholkin Ir Achad L'Bei Shvatim. Right? No, you can't split a city into two shvatim. It's all from one shevet. Rashi says, right, you go by the robe of the city, goes by that, by the larger shevet. The Yad Ramah says we're talking about in the future, not just in the past. Rashi says we're talking about in the past when they split. The Yad Ramah says maybe we're talking about in the future. So says the Gemara, we'll see what it says on the side in the in a minute, but Beis Hashem, let's first continue. Eisvi, Rabbi Yochanan, Rish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan says that it can split. Say, ask our Mishnah. Ad shi yumadiche, how may osa yom yosa shevet? Our Mishnah says that the ones that do the convincing have to be from that city and from that shevet. But 1 second, if you could have two shvatim in one city, what's how do you understand that phrase? My love, af agav da madiche may osa ha'ir iika may osa shevet in ilolo shvamina cholkin irachas lebei shvatim. It has to say both from that city and from that shevet. But if you could have only one shevet in the city, then what's the whole discussion? Of course, if it's one city, it's one shevet. So it must be, says Rabbi Yochanan, that I am right, that you could have two shvatim in one city. Answer, lo, denaflalei b'Yerusha. Maybe, oh, the city has one, but maybe there was someone there that got the Yerusha from, you know, an ancestor that was from a different shevet. And that's why he has a piece there, but not that originally it was nechlak to one, to shvatim. Inami diyavu aniyale b'matana, or it was given as a present, and that's why he has two. Number one. Eisvei, different question. Arim, Tesha, right, Pasuk and Yoshua, when they were splitting it up, Tesha me'esh shnei ha-shvatim ha'ele. The Pasuk says there were 9 cities from these two shvatim, Yehuda and Shimon. Right, we know Shimon's nachla was within Yehuda, in the whole south of Eretz Yisrael. So it says 9, but it doesn't specify. So my love, why would it just say that? So doesn't that mean we split these cities up equally? My love, arba upalga mehai, arba upalga mehai. V'shvamina cholkin irachas lebei shvatim. It says 9 from 2 shvatim. Wouldn't that mean 4.5 and 4.5? Right? Or else it would have been more clear. So lo, arba mehai v'chamish chamish mehai. No, it could be 4 from one and 5 from the other. Iyachi lefrushi pirushi. Why doesn't it explain it then? Kasha. Okay. Kasha, it's not the hardest question, as Rashi alludes to on top also. Lashon ha-pasuk kasheh l'tareitz. Lo'an damar cholkin, avi lo mitosef. It's not an esvei, says Rashi. It's not a tsyufta, says Rashi. Right? It's a kasha, which we had Rashi earlier, and we had Rabbeinu Chananel quoted in the Rashbam and Bava Basra. The difference between kasha and tiyufta, kasha is a weaker kasha. It could be answered. The Gemara is just not mentioning an answer, while tiyufta would be stronger. If you look in on the side of the Gemara earlier, it said, what about, quoting the Tosfos Yeshanim and Yuma Yud Beis, what about Yerushalayim? Yerushalayim. Right, there is a discussion elsewhere. Right, Yerushalayim, the Gemara has a machlokas here, whether a city could be in two shvatim. What about Yerushalayim? Nischalkal shvatim, lo nischalkal shvatim. Right, so that's the Gemara in Zvachin that says, what about Yehudim and Yamin? Doesn't the border of in Yerushalayim go straight through two different shvatim? And therefore, that's why we know that the south and the east side of the Mizbeach does not have a Yesod, because the entire Mizbeach has to be in Binyamin. So the ultimate city has two shvatim going through. So Tosfos discusses that question. Maybe Yerushalayim is al pi adibur. That's what Tosfos says in Maseches Yuma. Special Gzeiros HaKasuv. Right? That's the only one. But we've developed the idea in the past, or Soloveitchik quotes, that maybe there were two levels of chalukah, of Eretz Yisrael in general, and Yerushalayim in particular. And this answers many other questions, which we're not going to go back into now. Rav Shechter has this in Eretz HaTzvi and Simen Lamed, all of the Marmakomos, the Ravid in Hilchos Afiyah Matana, and the Rimigash in the Ravid and the Sidur Kubetzes in Bava Basra. But either way, the two levels of chalukah of Eretz Yisrael, Isser v'heter and Dini Mamanus. The entire Yerushalayim Roman is Chalak. What do you mean? Yerushalayim was not split up in the Ur Metumim. It wasn't split up. No, every single parcel of land of Eretz Yisrael had to be split up in order to give it Kedusha. Full Kedusha Sa'aris did not kick in until after Sheva Shekivshu v'Sheva Shechilku, and all the Shvatim were in their proper places. As we know, Yovel only applies when the Shvatim are in their proper places. So you would have to split up the entire Eretz Yisrael, including Yerushalayim, in order to be able to imbue it with full Kedushas Haaretz. So in that way, it was Nischalik. Dine Mamanus, Yerushalayim was not Nischalik L'Shvatim. Right? So there's two different levels. And again, that answers many different questions. Me'ata Nirali, I'll just read you the one paragraph from Siman Lamed there. To call it Kamachlokas Ben Rabbi Yochana Ben Rabbi Yehuda V'Chachamim B'Yerushalayim Nishchak L'Shvatim Imlav Hayno Davka L'Gabi Chalukas Dini Mamanis Avo Batoras Chalukas Shalitza V'Heter Shei Batoras Gemar Mitzvas Kibush Haaretz Zepshita Shasu Chalukas Zu Al Kol Eretz Yisrael L'Rabos Esayir Yerushalayim. And that removes T'miyas Atosvas Yuma Yud Beis Dafil Ma'ite Kaim Lan Kechachamim Shei Yerushalayim Lo Nishchak L'Shvatim Mikol Makam Adayim Be'emes Hu Shei Nivnem Mizbeach Chalukas Shei Binyamin Davka. Because regarding Isser v'Heter, it was definitely split up into two different shvatim. Good. And there's a lot more, but again, that has to do with this Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish right here. So we continue now on the top of Kuf Yubezim and Aleph. Again, now we are officially on the second to last daf here in Maseches Sanhedrin. Iboy Elohu, Hudchu Me'alehen Mahu. What happens if there were no convincers? Everybody was just convinced themselves. You need madichim. It can't just be they were hudach, and therefore this would not be in the eridachas. Or no, even if it happened by themselves, they convinced themselves, that would also be in ir hanidachas. So tashma, let's try. So didn't the Mishnah say, hadichu nashamuktanim amai? So it says, women and children being the madichim are excluded. That would not be in ir hanidachas. Amai? Says the Gemara, why would that be any worse? Let it at least be like it happened by themselves, and therefore it should be in Irani Dachas. It must be that Hut Chumei Aleihem is not Nechshav, just like the case of Nashim Vektanim. Answers the Gemara, no Raya. Hanach Basar Nafshayu Geridi. In a case where Hut Chumei Aleihem, maybe that's more serious. Maybe you would say those actions they were going to stick to. They convinced themselves. They are so sure of themselves. Maybe that would be an irani dachas. And nashim v'ktanim would be worse. Hani worse, and it would not be an irani dachas. Hani basa nashim v'ktanim griri. They would gradi. They were only connected after basa v'ktanim. Rashi says ein adukim kolkach. Right? Maybe it's not as chamor, and therefore don't bring me a raya up from that case. It's a difficult, a couple of Rambams here in Perek Dalet of Hilchos Avodah Zarah, which one wonders about the Psak. The Rambam says here in Perek Dalet Halacha Beis, how does he paskin in this case of Hudach by themselves? How would we paskin, right? It's an unanswered question. So we would probably say that, what do you do? Says the Rambam, let's read it. V'chein imiduchu nashim o aktanim o hidichu yachid o shehutach miyuta o shehutchu me'alehen o shayim adichem ichutzala ein darin ba dir nidachas. It's not judges in ir nidachas. Ela harihim ki yachidim shavda varazara soklin kol mi shavad umamonim liyarshem kishar ruge bestim. You treat it that not like an ir nidachas. Says the Kesef Mishneh must be that the Rambam understands this dechia as a vadai, because the Havamina was, shouldn't it be considered, Levi Kahut Chaleh must not be good, and the answer is no, Basar Nafshaya Guridi, says the Kesef Mishnah, Klomar, after he quotes this answer, Klomar, Tihek Tichi Guridi, Basar Nafshaya, Ho Me'atzma Nidachin, Adukin Bioser, right? The Gemara's answer, you might have read it as, this is worse, and therefore it is Nechshav Nir Nidachas. The Rambam doesn't say that. The Rambam says it's not in the Ani Dachas. Says the Kesef Mishnah, Avagav Demashma Detchia Ba'almehi Pasuk Rabbeinu Kavasei Mishum Detayma Demistaver Hu. It's Taima Demistaver, and therefore he says it is. It could be similar. Okay. Well, again, there's a discussion there. I didn't explain it fully, but because the Lechem Mishnah and the Mishnah Belach also get into how the Rambam paskins based on the Maskana of our Gemara, how he understands this last line. Is it something do we paskin the Chiluk or do we not paskin the Chiluk? Okay. The other Asmid Araisa I wanted to mention is a classic Rabbi Yosef Engel comment type of question. Klal Beis and Asmid Araisa. Before we had a Lechem Tov. Here's an Asmid Araisa. Yivuar. Whenever the Torah has something that's asr that involves two people, there's an active party and a passive party. Do you get two averas if you do both parts yourself? That's his question. And of course, classically, he quotes 15 different sources throughout Shas for that question. He comes up with these uniquely interesting type of questions, and then he takes things from all over. Im ha'adam ha'useh ha'davar ahu bo ba'atzmo over shtayim mishim po'el u'mishim mispa'el. Right? Does he get two averes? So, number one, he quotes makas tachof. I'm sure we'll get to that in a couple of weeks. Makif and ikaf. Right? Haircut. Shaving off one's payas. The Gemara talks about it. Does the makif get the aver? Does the ikaf get the aver? So what if somebody shaves off their own payas? Do they get two averis? So that's the first source that he quotes. Makas davchav mevur da makif la'atzmo loke shmonim mishem makif u'mishem nikaf v'yotzi mizeh klal v'kashchiv v'torah apol v'anifal azaygam k'shapula yotzi zav el adam ba'atzmo. He's called both, and therefore he gets two averis. Number one. Number two, we had a couple of weeks ago. Right, we had the unusual case on Hedron Daf Nun Hey, he quotes about Mishkav Zachar. If somebody somehow is shochev im atzmo, you know, does he get the avera of shochev and nishkav? The Gemara discusses that there. What is source number three that he quotes? Sanhedrin Kuf Yud Beis, right here. Hutchu me alehen. Well, why don't we just consider the person in Mediach and the Nidach, and they'll get two averas, and it'll be a kiyum. It would be in Erni Dachas. But what do you see from there? Right, the Gemara ends up saying, has that suffix about whether Hutchu Me'alein is considered like others or not. Umavur Bazeh. Tehecha de Dibra Torah Mipula Shadam Paul Bezula So, Haina Mediach Hazachirim Iboile. Maybe this is goof of the Gemara's question. Right, where you have an active and a passive party, do they need to be separate? Or if they're the same person, do you consider it as a two? Kasha, so says the Gemara, what do you mean? But I thought from the two earlier cases we just quoted, from Makas and Zedesh, it is clear that it's considered two different people. So he says, maybe there's a difference between the other two cases and this case. Case of cutting one's payas, the case of shochev and nishkav, there's a real action, a physical action that's involved, and maybe there we would say, if you do that action, you're considered both. By mediach and nidach, is there an action involved? It's a discussion. It's das. It's a convincing. That's different. V'tzorach l'chalik bein pu'ula ma'asit, Kishochi v'nishkav, u'makif v'nikav, l'bein hasata v'hadacha, shehu pu'ula machshavtit v'iyunit, v'yoser shayach lomar bepu'ula ma'asit, sh'adam ba'atzmo po'al v'gam nifal, mishenomar eitzel ha'adam shu meisis u'mediach es atzmo, ikumuvan. Number one. Or another chilek he has, v'od yesh lomar, v'ksh'adam nitach u'mefuta, me'achar ein hacheit shalo gadol kolkach, kasher hu over al ze bizadon atzmo, Al kain shaver by the Gemara do like shutchu me atzmam averasam chamura tfei ve'emis kaper besayif. Whoa, maybe this is another example where if you do it yourself,
That's even worse. If somebody convinces you, okay, that's one level of rishus. But if you did it all yourself, maybe that's even worse. And gadol avono minso. And you wouldn't get the avera. Put this on the list of, we had earlier, the smag about molech. You give all your children, then you're pater. Only you give some of your children, you're going to be chayev. Why? Right? Or kasher zama velo kasher asa. Right? All the other examples that we gave. Sometimes if it's so chamor, so then Mises is not even going to help you. So suggest to Asin Daraisa, maybe that's what's going on here. But either way, that's part of his discussion. Okay, we got a lot to do. And again, I apologize for not going through that Rambam properly, but again, one can look at all the Nosakelim there, how he reads the Maskana of our Gemara. Achi Yudach Ruba, Heichi Avdinan. So what's the case? The majority of the city has to be convinced. What exactly, how do you do it? Why? Because how do you have everybody getting Adim and Asra and Gemar Din and not delaying it? What do you do? I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Dan v'chovshin. Rabbi Yehuda says, if you think there's a potential there, when you see a few people doing avodah zara, so you don't give skila right away after they have a gemar din. So you put put them in jail, so to speak, and you wait to see if it's going to turn into an irani dachas or it's just going to be individuals, right? Different punishments. Amar le'ula nimsata ma'anez dino shaleidu. That's not proper because then you're going to have inu yadin. This guy is already chayev me. So we learned earlier, you have to punish them right away. Right? It's more torture to wait. Elo amar ula, donavis oklin. No, you don't. You just do skila right away if somebody's an oved avodah zara until it comes out that if you see that you have done skila to most of the city, then amela, it turns into ir ani dachas for the rest. Right? Rashi has an important lashon, donavis oklin archetzion, demachazkinon luhu ki yechidim. You treat them as their chazaka. They have a chazaka of being individuals. V'danim v'soklin. U'mechetzion ve'elech nisbarer hadover l'mafreya shehutchu ruba. Once you get to more than 50%, so then it's the l'mafreya. Now you see it's rov ahavi b'sayif, and the rest of the people are going to be b'sayif. U'mamonam avad. And their money is going to be lost. U'mechetzion ve'elech yetar rosh elamash l'misa chamura. There's no longer skila, it's only sayif. Not 100% clear from Rashi. You already killed the people previously. What about their property? So now that it's in Irani Dachas, do we say their mamon is also avad? Or once it was given to the Yarshim, it's done? Just like you can't kill them again, right? You can't, once you paskin on the money, so then you don't say that you take the money. Or Rashi's Lashon of Lamafreya, that it goes back and you do what you could do. So that's not 100% clear. And the Achronim say, on the first half of Rashi, there's a chazaka, there's a status of an irani dachas. Right? And therefore that status doesn't change until we know for sure. Itmar, Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Donovan Soklin. Rabbi Yochanan is like, Ula, Rabbi Shlakash Amar, Mar Belhem Batidinim. Rabbi Shlakash says, no. If you see that you have a city that has a lot of Ovdei Avodah Zarah, just get a lot of Batidinim on the same day. Right? Get them, and then you'll be able to be Makabali Dusan and not have Inui Hadin. Right, Rashi says it's not because that you can't judge one bez and can't do it two on the same day, because we learned earlier, if it's the same misa, same chait, you can do that on the same day. It just means to do it quicker to try to get them together. Ein, he says, the Gemara, that's really true. V'amar of Chama of Bar Yosi, Amar of Oshia, v'otzisa is ishu oso isha hi. Ish v'isha ata motzei l'sharecha, v'yata motzei es kalir kulo l'sharecha. Right, so it sounds like, right, is this really true? L'sharecha is the Sanhedrin Katana, but this, our case, of Yerni Dachas, you have to go to the Sanhedrin Agadol. Ella, what does Reish Lakish really mean? Marbin labati dinim umaayin medineim umaskina lulu bezan agadol v'gamil lulu dinayu v'kati luhu. Then you have a gemara din there, and you kill them based on the bezdin hagadol, right? Not on the. Let's get back to the first mishnah, which we had 110 days ago or so. First mishnah about the dayanim, but it says here you go to the bezdin hagadol, and then you take a part in it. The Rishonim discuss here again. I think we mentioned this way back also, maybe on Dav Beis, on Dav Gimel, I don't remember exactly where, the Ramban al HaTorah. The Ramban al HaTorah quotes of Sad Yigon, discusses, by a case of Din and Fashis, Kabbalah Sadin, is Kabbalah's Edus, does that also have to be with 23? Or the Kabbalah's Edus could even be with 3, and the later on, the Masu Matan, obviously, and the decision has to be with 23. So they discuss this Gemara in that context. When you have an Irani Dachas, and you eventually get up to the Bezan HaGadol, you have to start again. Do you have to have Kabbalah's Edus again for the Irani Dachas, or not? So that's what the Minchas Chinuch discusses. This is a mitzvah, Tuf Samach Dalet, and Os Yutes. He quotes, Umizeh Mivuar, he says, Bishas V'Rambam, Da Bezdin Dekan Beha'ir Mekablan Edus. It sounds like What does our Gemara sound like? That the Bezin of the cities do everything, Kabbalah's Eidus, and then when it gets very serious, then they move up to Yerushalayim. They don't have to have another Kabbalah's Eidus in Yerushalayim. Dilavachi, ain kan Kabbalah's Eidus klal. Rak Bamas Kabbalah's Eidus, Uba Bezin Shabayir. Rak Legmar Din, Xeris Akasas, Shasarachli as Bezin, Hagadol, Shabalishkas, Hagazas. That's the impression that you get from this Gemara. Umizem Mavur, Bedas HaRambam, Vechei Nira Kan Meashas, Kedas HaGaon Muva Beramban, Parsha Shoftim. Sounds like that. Meaning that you don't need, the Gemar Din does not have to be the same number of Dayanim as the Kabbalah's Eidus. Just because there's a Gemar Din of 23 does not mean that the Kabbalah's Eidus has to be with 23. That is the Shita of the Rambam, that's the Shita of the Minchas Chinuch, assumes that our Gemara sounds like. The Ramban says no. The Ramban argues there in Shoftim, Perak Yuzayin, Halacha Pasuk Vav, says the Minchas Chinuch, if it's like the Ramban, then what do you need the outer Beit Din for at all? V'kedibrei HaRamban, the Kabbalah's Eidus Shava LaHadin, Im Kein B'Dvarim HaNitzrachim, L'Sanhedrin Shoshim V'Yechad, Gzeres HaKazavu, Be'esim B'Shalosh, B'Shar Din Nefashos, V'Yitzar HaKabbalah's Eidus Kam Kim Shim V'Yechad. From the Ramban, isn't the Ramban saying that? The Ramban says, Kabbalah's Eidus of Din Nefashos requires 23. So doesn't that mean, isn't the Ramban interpreted as, so you see that the Gemara Din has to have the same number as the beginning. And therefore, if you have a Din where you can need 71 at the end, you need 71 at the beginning. That's how the simple understanding of the Ramban. Unless you say, and the Minchas Chinuch just throws this out there, and Rav Soloveitchik developed a whole Maimar based on this idea, unless you say no, there's a difference. It doesn't mean that the end always has to be exactly like the beginning. It just means that the Masa Umaton of Nefashos has to have 23. That's what the Ramban means. And the Kabbalah says this is part of that, but it doesn't mean 71 has to be 71. 71 can be 23 also. Doesn't mean that it has to start off the same way that it ends. Again, there's a lot more there, but just to mention that. Vayta, we continue. Haketak ez yoshvi al yirvachulu tan rabbanon. Says the Gemara, the Brisa says, remember we had back in the Mishnah. In the middle of the Mishnah, we had, let's say people are traveling through. People are traveling through, they don't live there, they're there for a couple weeks. So how are they counted in terms of their nidachas? So the Mishnah said, matzilanosa. Right? They're able to save their nidachas. If they are not Ovi Avodah Zarah, so they could keep they could be added to the majority. Says the Gemara, hachameres agamelasa overs makalamakom, lanu betocha, if they slept over there in the city. Vuhutchu ima, and they took part in the Avodah Zarah. In mishtau sham lamed yom, if they've been there 30 days, then fine. They're included to be part of the city. Pachos mikan, hein beskila mamonam palat. Right? So, what is the Brisa say relating to Irani Dachas? 30 days is the time period. Veramini, but then we learn in Baba Basra, kama yebo yevyekanchi a year for tax purposes, yud beis chodesh. You have to be there for a year. So why Irani Dachas does go by a month? And there it goes by a year. Amarava lokasha ka halamevi mi bnei masa, halamevi mi yasve masa. Doesn't mean that mi bnei masa, you're considered a citizen, part of the city, or that's for a month, but to be a yoshev ha'ir, to be an inhabitant of the city, that takes more. Right, there's different rules. V'hatanya, after all, we learned in the Brisa, in the Tosefta, in the Darim, ha'mudur hana mi bnei ha'ir, if somebody is mudur hana from bnei ha'ir, they can't get benefit from the bnei ha'ir, im yesh adam shenishtashem yud beis chodesh, asr lehenas bimenu. Pachas v'kan mutar lehenas bimenu. It goes by a year, if you say bnei ha'ir. Mi yoshvei ha'ir, so that's less. Im nishtal lamed yom asr lehenas bimenu. Pachas v'kan mutar lehenas bimenu. Right, so there's different definitions of a Yoshev Ha'ir or a Ben Ha'ir. The Ran here has a suffix whether Yoshev Ha'ir are enough to be the Madichim. Right, the Madichim Ha'ir has to be from within the city. So is a 30-day person enough to do that, at least? So that is the Ran suffix. Good. Hachrem Osav Eskal Asher V'Chulu Tan Rabbanan Hachrem Osav. The Gra takes out the next 4 words of Kosher Bab. Hachrem Osa Prat Lenichsei Tzadikim Shevechutzala. If there are Tzadikim, minority of Tzadikim that live in the city, but they have property outside the city, that property is saved. Right? The Tzadikim are not punished, but property of theirs in the city is. Veskol Asher Ba Lerabos Nichsei Tzadikim Shebisocha. If a Tzadik has property inside the city, so then that's also destroyed. Shlala Lo Shla Shamayim. Only the private property is destroyed, but not anything that's considered Shlal Shamayim, right? That's the day that we had earlier. If there's one mezuzah in the city, so then it's not going to be near any dachas. So the Rashaim inside lose all their money in and out, and the tzaddikim lose the money within. Why should the tzaddikim's property inside get destroyed? Well, why are they there? Probably because why are they in a place where this over the Avodah Zarah? Probably because their panasa brought them there. Their money. Lafichach mamonam avad. That's why their mamon is avad. Rashi says, what's Reb Shimon doing here? Rashi says, this is Reb Shimon Lashitaso, top left of the Rashi. Bechal duchti darash Reb Shimon taima dekra. As we learned earlier, back in the second parak, on Daf Chaf Aleph, two places in Shas, the major top, the sugyas, Bab Metzia, and here in Sanhedrin. So this is Reb Shimon Lashitaso. Amar Mar. We continue. Oh, there is a diak in Rashi. Rashi says, on the bottom, right, Rashi says, what's excluded? Tzadikim's property that's outside. So Rashi says, Shimhayu tzadikim darim betocha, vahabiluhu nechasim mufkadim bimakom acher biyad acherim. So if it's mufkad somewhere else, then that's not included. But only property in the city it is. It sounds like from Rashi, Samar Medayik, that it had to at once have been in the ear and then went outside the city and now it's mufkad. What if it's stuff that the tzaddik had that was never in the Zirani Dachas? Maybe there's no Havamina that would be included. But maybe something that had once been in the city and now it's mufkad. So maybe Rashi is limiting the Chiddush that, of course, if something that is outside the city was never here, then of course that's not included. It's just something that had been here. Omar Mar, Veskol Shlalah, Tikbot, L'rabos, Nechse Risham, Shabbat Chutzalah, even Nechasim Risham, outside, Amar Avchista, Ubenik Batzim L'tocha. Right? What does that mean? You could bring it. It means you bring it from outside, you bring it to inside, and it is destroyed inside. Rashi says, if it's so far away that it cannot be brought to the city, then it is not avud. Number one. Good. And number two, and here, the Rashi says beferish, also alluding to maybe what we just said, it had been in here once before. 2 points that Rashi has. Amar Rav Chisda, Pikdonos of Irani Dachas Mutarin, the Pikdonos of Irani Dachas are mutar. What's the case here? Right? Objects that are guarded. If it's other people's property that are in here, pshita de mutarin, lav shlalahu, of course that's taken out. That's not called shlalah. That's not the shalal of the city. The ela de tu v'isnu b'acheres, we're talking about the shlal of the people of the Irani Dachas, but it is now physically in the other city. So idinik batzin latocha, if it could be brought inside, amai mutarin, so it should be aser. As we just explained, the Deinik Basan Latochan, if it can't get here, Harmar Chadazimu, we already said that. So what's the case? What's the case that the Pikdonos are Mutter? So, lo, La'olam di'ir acheres, d'mifka di'bitocha. It means property of other cities that are now in the city. V'achamamai eskinon, could go into Kabbalah le'achrayas. But there was Kabbalah Sachrayas by the people of the Irani Dachas. Kabbalah Sachrayas sometimes means bailus in a certain sense. So Mao the Tema Kim and the Kabbalah Achrayas Kadide Dami, you might say, well, since he was Kabbalah Achrayas, the people of this city, so it has to be destroyed. Kamashwana doesn't. Even if they're a shomer on something, and that sometimes has certain important ramifications, not here. Where does the sugi come up? Many places. One of the places, Psachim. If I'm a Kabbalah Achrayas on Chami, so I have a Chiyav Bali Rabbi Yimatzei. 3 different days in the Rishonim. What's the level of Kabbalah Achrayas that we might even say that? Rashi there says even Shomer Chinam. Even Shomer Chinam. The Rambam says Shomer Sachar. That's the only Havamina. But there's not a Havamina. There, it's a Maskana. For Bali Rabbi Yimatzei, if I'm a Kabbalah Achrayas, I have a Chiyav to do Bali Rabbi Yimatzei. So there, La Maskana, it does make a difference. Here, La Maskana, it doesn't make a difference. Right? It's rejecting that La Halacha. So, different context in halacha. Amar Rav Chisda, Behema, Chesish L'Irani Dachas, V'Chesish L'Iracheres. What if you have an animal that's half owned by the people of the Irani Dachas and half owned by others? Asura, that's Usur, right? It's Usur to get benefit. Isa, but a doe, Chesish L'Irani Dachas, V'Chesish L'Iracheres, Muteres. What's the difference, my time up, between an animal and doe? Behema, Kamanda L'Pligadamya. A behema can't be split. What does that mean? We'll go with Rashi's pshat. Right? The other Rishonim, Chushi Aran, argues with Rashi, but Rashi says, well, you can't shech this animal unless you shech the whole animal. And therefore, when you shech the animal, even though Rashi says, Eifshel kazayis basar below shechita, if you lose shech, then even if you shecht it, we don't consider that a shechita. Why? Because it's not omeid l'shechita, it's omeid l'misa. for half of it, and the other half cannot be separated from this. Rashi says you can't distinguish between the two parts. Isa, back to the Gemara, command of Ligadamya, but an Isa is splittable, and therefore you can separate. The Achronim here have a huge discussion. Are you relying on Breira here? Do you need to say Breira to say by the dough, right? This major sugya Breira, because if you do, we say Ein Breira by Dinim Daraisa. We only say Yesh Breira by Durabanans. That's how we seem to Paskin. So that's a big discussion in the, do you need Breira here? The Shagas Aryeh and the Aruch Laner here, a big discussion, whether this is working through Breira. Period. Boy Rav Chizda, Behemas Yerani Dachas, Mau de Tisni Vashchita, Latara Midei Nevela. If you shecht the behema ir nidachas, does the shechita at least help to make it not a nevela? Right? You're not going to get benefit from it, but because it's not going to be able to be eaten, do we say it's like nevela? Right? Nevela is an animal to shecht without shechita. Right? Do we say this is like a trefa? Lufi cherev amrachmana. Why? What's the case here? But here, because you have to kill everything lufi cherev. So this is lufi cherev. Loshta shechta mishcha v'loshta katla mikdal. Maybe this is not called shechita. This is called killing the animal of ir nidachas. And therefore, it would have tumas nevela. O dilmak, even the shach the man yila shchita. Or we say no, you did use a sword, but you did shchita, and therefore it would not be in tumas nevela. My, so teku, no answer given. And of course, related to that is the relationship between nevela and shreifa, and that is we discussed that in the past. By Rav Yosef, sear nashim tzidkanios mahu. What about the hair of the nashim tzidkanios? Right? Is that included in an ir nidachas? Do we say that's bechlal shlala or not? So mahu amarava vaha dirishay is aser. What, the hair of the wicked are aser? Tikbos v'saraptiksev mishinim mechusar la kvitza v'sreifa yatzazesh mechusar tlisha kvitza v'sreifa. There, you know, it's not included anyway because you have to have another act done. You have to cut it. So ela amarava, no. What am I talking about? Bipei anachris. Talking about wigs. Wigs, the wig of a Isha Tzadikah. Is that called property of the city, or is that called an extension of her? And therefore, it's not going to be burned. Say, Echidami, Eidem Mechuber Begufa, if she's wearing it, I'm not talking about Mechuber Mamish, because we just said we're talking about a Peyanachris. If she's wearing it, Kegufa Dami, then obviously, for sure, it's not called part of her body. Rashi, Ukeshem Shein Sarfen Malbushin Sha'aleim, you don't burn the clothing that they're wearing. Right, that's bata l'gufam, just like you could walk outside an Eruv with clothing on and with a wig on, that's considered part, right? Or lo tzricha de tali b'sifta. Yeah, we're talking about a wig that's not on their head. Not on their head. So, k'nichsei tzadikim shebesocha dami v'avad. Is it just their property that's inside the city and therefore it has to be destroyed? O dilma, kivat the isle of anafka, kilavusha dami. Or do we say even when it's off, it's only to be put on? More than just clothes. And therefore, it's kilavusha dami, and therefore, teku, no answer to that question. Period. Veskalsh, again, there's a lot of talk about wigs, but not for now. Veskalsh, la tikvot, el tarachova, vachuli. You bring everything to the middle. Tana rabbanan, ein la rechov, we had this earlier. What if it doesn't have a main city square? In anasas, yer nidachas. Div Rabbi Shmuel says, then that's a ptur. Rabbi Kiva omer, ein la rechov, osin la rechov. So you build one. And you have to have it kipshut, like as it says in the pasuk. But my kamiflagi, marsav, a rechov, and the meikar, mashva. Rabbi Shmuel says it has to have a rechov from before. And here it doesn't, so off the hook. Not off the hook. I mean, it's worse in a sense. They get skeel instead of scythe. It's just that they're not treated like nirani dachas. Marsav, a rechov, hashanami, mashva. Rechov could also mean now. Rechov now. Period. Viter. Next line from the Mishnah. The hekdesho sheba yipadu. All the hektish in the Mishnah, the Mishnah mentions, all the hektish in the city shall be redeemed, right at the end of the skinny lines in the Mishnah. Hektish Shabbat Yipadu, we discussed the Rambam and the Rive at the end of the shir, 7 years ago, we discussed the Rambam's unusual Shita. The Rambam says, yeah, you don't burn it, right? You, read the Rambam again. The Rambam says, in Dalid Yud Beis, challenging Rambam to understand, Yud Gimel, Hekdesha Shabbosocha, the Rambam says, Kashim is Beach, Yamusu. Zerach Rasham Toeva. Kashim is Beach, just have to die if you have a carbon chatas or ola. Kashim Beach, and they can't be redeemed. Kashim Beach, the Kabayis, what's the halacha? Yipadu. The Acharkach Sarfinosan. That's the Rambam Shita. You redeem it, and then you burn it. Says the Ravid, Lo Yadati, Lama Sarfinosan, Shlal Shamayim Haya, Lo Chalayisir. So that's this big discussion in the Achronim also, in the Nosa Kalim, where does the Rambam get that from? But we'll continue now.
here. Vekdeshos sheba yipadu. The hekdeshos in it are redeemed. Tan rabbanan. Ha yuba kachim kachim mizbeach yamusu. If you have kachim mizbeach, so then they have to die. Right? Rashi says like what on top? Going olos va'ashamo shel rasham betocha nehidol karinabu as kol behemta lefi charev. Right? You can't do the they're not included in the what's killed lefi charev because it's shlal shamayim, but it's still disgusting to bring this to as a karban. And therefore, as Rashi says, mi isusahu lahakrav karban al shorasham halalu shehutchu. And therefore, you have to be konislam lakipa, as we know, and just leave them. Kachi betek abayis yipadu, but betek abayis you redeem them, right? And so the Rambam is down the line, and then you burn them. Okay, vatrumos. Because then it kind of like becomes their property, and the male their property has to be burnt. But trumos, what about the truma in there? Your cover, you have to let it rot. Or my shersheni v'kisvi hakodesh yiganzu, my shersheni v'kisvi hakodesh have to be put into geniza. Rabbi Shimon Omer, behemta v'lo behemas b'char v'maiser. Rabbi Shimon says, behemta, right, is affected, and not b'char and maiser. We'll have to see exactly what Rabbi Shimon means. Shlala, prat lekesef hektesh v'kesef meiser. And shlala excludes money from hektesh and meiser. We'll see what that means too. That's the brisos. Let's talk about it. Amar mar. Ha yuba kachim izbeach yamusu. They have to be let to die. Yama yamusu. Why do they have to die in the kippah? Why don't you say it's just like, you know, chatos, some other type of asham that something happened to it. Why don't you let them graze until they get a mum? Then they'll be psuli hamakdash and then you'll be able to redeem them. Why do you have to make them die? Two answers. Number one, Rabbi Yochanan Amar is Zevach Rasham Toev, as Rashi says. Because even the money is going to be tainted, right, from this. Even Idachas, a whole city that was idol worshippers, you can't get out of that status. It will always be, at least Lagavoa, it'll be something that Hashem doesn't want. Reish Lakash Amar, Mamun Bailamu. Now, maybe the case that we're talking about here is where it is Mamun Bailam. It's Kadshe Kadshim. It's Kadshim Mizbeach. That is related to the person, and therefore it's already forever tainted that you have to let it die. For example, what? V'hacha v'kachim shachay b'achar yusan. It's a case where you have a neder. Kachim shachay b'achar yusan. V'rebi shimin idamar mamun b'ayelam hu. As we know from elsewhere, in various areas of halacha, Reb Shimon considers kachim is b'ach as belonging to the person in a case of nedarim, case of kachim shachay b'achar yusan. If something happens to it, you have to replace it, and therefore it is... it is included. Rashi quotes that you don't burn it because it's quote shamayim, but still you have to let it die. Says the Gemara, Hami the Sefer Rabbi Shimon, he Reisha Lav Rabbi Shimon. No, what do you mean? The Sefer quotes Rabbi Shimon Shita. The Sefer, the Reisha can't be Rabbi Shimon. So the Gemara answers, Bekashim Kalam Alibad Rabbi Yosef Galili. That's always the other example of a karbon that is considered mamon bayalim. Rabbi Yosef Galili, Dama Kashim Kalam mamon bayalim hu. So the Gemara says, "Kachikachimai." What would you say? Kachikachim. You would say Yiru, right? We change the girsa. That can be let out to graze. You don't have to put it in a kippah and let it die. So then, at the Zani, say for Kachim Bedek Abayis Yipadu. Then why does the Gemara make the chilek between Kachim Mizbeach and Kachim Bedek Abayis? Liflov v'listibidida. Stay within Kachim Mizbeach. Bamedvar Mamurim b'Kachim Kalim. Ava b'Kachikachim Yiru. So why don't we say make that distinction from within instead of bringing in another factor? Answer: Kiva di Kachata Shemesu Ba'aleha. Since we know the five chatos mesos, right, where a chatos, something happens to it, loses its connection to its owner, where they have to be let out, lemisa lo psikale, it's not all kache kachim with this rule, so because it's not so clear, it would have to go into more details, that's why it doesn't have that chiluk in the brisa. Period. The Maariv Chayes does discuss here, you know, we mentioned earlier that kachim shechayev b'achar yusan are not included, like from others. So here, why is it included? So he has that interesting question, and the Achronim discussed that as well. Bishlam, Rabbi Yochanan, Amar Kareish Lakish. Back to the two answers. Rabbi Yochanan, we understand. What was the question? The question was, on the Brisa, why do you have to let the animal die? Why can't you let it get a mum, and then you redeem it? So, according, I understand why Rabbi Yochanan does not say, like Kareish Lakish, Tichsib, Sarach Rasham Toev. Rabbi Yochanan has a pasuk in Mishlei, and he includes this in being a Zevach of Rasha'im. And that's why he says you can't let it graze, you have to just let it die. Ela Reish Lakish, my time alamak Rabbi Yochanan. But why does Reish Lakish have to come up with, oh, we're talking about a case of Mamon Bailam? What's wrong with Reish Lakish's reason? When did we say Verach Rosham To'eva? So that's where...
If the animal would be here, then that would be Zerach Rosham To'eva. But what are we talking about? Letting it graze and then having the money?
If it would just be the money, it would just be the money.
So therefore, that wouldn't be called Zerach Rosham To'eva, according to Rish Lakish, and that is why I would say... It would be mutter if that was the reason, and that's why he has to come up with the other ukimta of mamon bialim, either Rabbi Shimon or the maskana was Rabbi Yossi Hagalili.
Okay, maybe we'll stop here by Reish Lakish. Bez Hashem, we'll continue tomorrow. Tomorrow doesn't really have an amun days. Bez Hashem, tomorrow we finish up with Rabbi Shimon. We'll start with here. We'll get through it. Bez Hashem, and then we will finish on Meseches Sanhedrin. Okay, we'll stop here.